Hey friend, welcome back to my channel. I'm excited for our video today because I'm going to be telling you a little bit about what God has called me to in this next season. And I really feel like it applies to those of you here watching this video. A couple weeks back, God told me that He was moving me from a season of simply maintaining to sustaining. And that's why I had become so frustrated and felt like everything was kind of in shambles, because there were a lot of things that had become status quo to me that were changing. And I looked at it as a bad thing. But what God had to show me was that He was moving me from a season of just maintaining things to sustaining. Immediately, I went to Webster's Dictionary to look up the definition of the word sustain. Now, this is not, this isn't even part of my lesson, like my notes or my stuff here, but major key alert. Like when God says something to me, when He's like, no girl, cause I'm sustaining you, I don't assume that I know the definition. Like I always go look, because He does not waste words. Everything He says has meaning. And so I make sure that I am completely understanding. And I encourage you to go to Merriam-Webster and look up the definition of sustain, because the way my jaw dropped when I saw that one of the definitions of sustaining in the dictionary is to bear under or to suffer or to undergo, I said, oh, endurance. Here we are again. Perseverance. Here we are again. Okay. So I want to give you a definition of the word sustain. And I want you to hear this and hear the totality of it. So it says to sustain is to uphold and strengthen through continuous support, enabling endurance and growth even under pressure. It involves providing what is necessary to persevere, not just to survive, but to thrive, especially in seasons of challenge. Sustaining carries the weight of what cannot be borne alone, ensuring stability and renewal, even in hardship. And so I love Psalm 55 and 22, where it says, cast your burden to the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. When we talk about things that are burdens, right? This word burden in the Hebrew, it is our portion that God has given us. And a lot of times we love to talk about our portion in terms of like, I'm going to get my stuff. But with everything that God allows us access to, there's a level of responsibility. So, okay, you want that new position, you want that new job. Well, there is a burden of responsibility, and not even a bad burden, but you should feel a level of responsibility to show up, do that position well, to serve the people well, the organization well. You should feel a burden to show up well as a mother, a sister, as an auntie. There should be this desire, this weight, because it is a privilege to have access to God's people, right? He loves people more than anything. And we have access to God's most valuable possessions in terms of our community, in terms of how we interact with people. And we should have a burden as believers, especially to show up and love people the way that God calls us to love, to demonstrate His love as the hands and feet here on the earth. And so all burdens aren't bad. We have to make sure, though, that as we are taking part in these burdens, as we're taking up our cross, that we're casting our cares back to the Lord and allowing Him to be the one to sustain us. And so when we talk about what the word sustenance means, or to sustain, it means to uphold, nourish, fully support, even under pressure. And so Psalm 55, 22, it really speaks to God's sustaining power, right? We hear like God is a keeper. Like, no, like God has kept me this year. Between school, work, personal, like this year has been, okay? It has been. And so God really ensures that we're not shaken up by the challenges of life, even when we suffer, because we understand that the suffering is a part of His ordained purpose for our growth. Suffering is part of the growth plan. And so I want us to know a couple things about how to respond in a season of sustaining. And I really believe that that's where we are. That may be, for some people, that season may be a month. For some people, that season may be all 2025. But I think for all of us as believers, we need to make sure that we have sustaining in mind as we look at things, as we position our minds, our mindsets and our perspectives. It needs to be on sustaining, right? Because when you think about things like eternity, which lasts forever, are the actions that I'm taking, is this something that is for me to have a quick fix, or am I allowing God to really change my mind and to commit my actions to him in a way to do the things that are going to live long term? And so I want us to understand that seasons of sustaining or moving to sustaining require suffering. Okay. And we know that God's sustaining power does not mean that we won't suffer, but he gives us the strength to endure it. A lot of times we think deliverance is God removing a circumstance. No, friend. And real endurance, real deliverance is God getting you through the unscathed, right? Changed, but unscathed. More pure, but unscathed. This year, I've been real upfront with y'all. Like this year, I dealt with kidney failure. Like literally, my organs were failing. God didn't just sprinkle a little. Like no. That's not how that worked. Now that I'm at the end of the year, like, oh, God kept me. I know him in a new way. I know when I say he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals, I know that not just based off of information, but I know that based off of my experience with him. And that's real knowledge. Information without experience is just facts. It's like, it's just stuff. But I know God as a healer, and he delivered me through it. It did not go away overnight. But he kept me. He allowed me to sustain. And so I think that it's so important that we understand that. And so when you're in these seasons, you know that God is growing you spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We should get excited when we are seeing God start to kind of shake things up, especially after we pray, because that means he's moving. That means that the answer is yes and amen. Just because we haven't gotten to the result yet, we struggle. And so in Romans 5:3-5, he talks about how suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character strengthens hope. And so if we're going to sustain, it requires us embracing the fact that hardship is not random, but it is purposeful, and it's refining us to draw closer to the Lord. So when you're in a season of sustaining, you need to be fully committed to surrendering to the Lord. You need to be humble. And humble doesn't mean that you're not standing in the gifts and the strength that God is giving you. Your humility is you not choosing to follow God's governance and not your own. I'm being deliberate. Like, I know I could do whatever I want, but I'm going to have enough humility to do what God called me to do. Right now, as I'm recording this, I want to be downstairs watching wrestling. Okay. As soon as I get done, that's what I'm about to go do. But humility is me saying, no, God, you gave me an assignment. I'm going to do that first. Okay. I didn't did all. I want to make sure that when I sit down, I've completed all of your assignments. I went to clinic today, served them babies and them families like you called me to. And now I'm here serving on this platform. And then I can go do what I would like to do. That's real humility, is submitting to the governance of God and not to what I want to do all the time. And then also, a season of sustaining requires gratitude. You're going to build resilience, right? This is why in James 1:2-4, we talks about how suffering gives you a perseverance and hope, and we're perfected in that. We need to make sure that we're focusing on being renewed. You want to be transformed, but that requires work and it requires change. And then we have to have this eternal perspective, right? Sustenance, things that are sustained. Eternity is forever, and that should be our focus. And so we have to make sure that we are preparing for the glory of God, that we are not allowing other things to, the temporal things to really distract us. Because a lot of us, friend, are burnt out because you're trying to maintain something that God is sustaining. He's like, no, I'm actually changing this. Like, let go. because I'm actually changing this for my glory. I'm changing this because I said so. I'm changing this because it's time. I'm changing that job, that relationship, the way that you deal with the people, because I'm trying to build something that's going to outlive your expectations, that's going to outlive all the things that you think. And so burnout happens when we are striving to maintain something in our own strength that God is trying to sustain through change. Maintenance focuses on keeping things where they are, often out of fear or comfort, but sustaining requires surrender and trust. And it involves transformation. So a lot of us are like, God, I want my purpose. I want to feel transformed. I want to feel renewed. And he's like, bet, get rid of all this. I'm about to shake things up. And we then are working so hard to hold on to something that God is calling us to let go. We are done maintaining, and we are moving into a heart posture where it's like, God, I want only the things that you're going to sustain. I don't want to just survive. I'm trying to thrive. And so a lot of people exhaust themselves because you're clinging to routines, you're clinging to relationships, and you're clinging to responsibilities that God is transitioning. It is okay to leave things. It's okay to change things. God has had to do this.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Of times. Go back and look at some of my old YouTube videos. Look at my podcast is a great example. It used to be God Goes and Girl Talk. At that time, that was what God had called me to do. Then he said, hey, girl, we got to change it. And look at the transition. I see the transition of how he's moved it and continued to refine the purpose in which he wants to use it for. And because of that, it's going to probably outlive me. The videos and the content, the things that he has me doing, probably going to outlive me. It is going to be sustained, right? I'm going on year. The end of this month will be 5 or 6 years of me podcasting. Insane. Insane. But I've allowed even the responsibilities and the offers and the business plans and all of that to be changed and dictated by what the Lord has called me to do so he can sustain it. When God moves from maintenance to sustenance, he's calling us to release control and embrace growth and change that he is bringing. So trying to maintain what God is shifting leads to frustration, stagnation, and burnout because we are operating outside of his provision. Sustaining, however, invites us to align with God's will, to trust him, and to uphold and renew what he has purposed. This is why you need humility. This is why you need renewal. This is why these are things that are required when we are in a season of sustaining. Okay? So I'm going to give y'all just some key points so you can go back and reflect on your life. And then I'm going to give you some reflection questions at the end. Okay? So first, I want you to know that when you are maintaining, your focus is preserving the status quo out of fear or habit. But when you are sustaining, which is God's work in our life, he's building resilience, renewal, and a deeper alignment with his plan. The effort is different. Maintaining, you are in control. Okay? Relies heavily on your own personal strength and control. This is why you're tired. Whereas like when you're allowing God to sustain you, it's his provision, his strength, his grace. Maintaining leads to an outcome of temporary survival and often leads to stagnation or burnout. Because anything that you are maintaining outside of the will of God, you have to stay outside of the will of God to keep. And that's dangerous. Whereas the outcome of allowing God to sustain us, there is this long-term endurance and transformation that is aligned with the purpose of God. When your heart posture in maintenance is you just holding on to things, like you're resisting change. Whereas when we are allowing God to sustain us, we're surrendering to his sovereignty, to his plan. And we're allowing God's power to shift us. So when you look at Saul and David, okay, Saul fought to maintain his kingship when God had moved on to David. Saul was trying to maintain, and Saul was in position and had no power. So some of us are in positions, places, on platforms, and the power is gone. Like things are changed. Like you're holding on so tight to the thing, but you're like, nothing is working out. It's because we may be looking like Saul. We're trying to do things in our own strength and our own power. We're trying to maintain something that was never ours to begin with. Whereas David endured under God's ordained wilderness season. He allowed God to sustain him in so many different ways. He trusted God to keep him. He trusted God when Saul was chasing after him. He never took anything into his own hands. And could have. And even when David stepped out of line, he knew to come right back to the Lord. He knew that even in the change that God had to do, he still sustained him. He still allowed Jesus to be a part of the lineage of David that lives long term. And we have to really understand that we want things to outlive us, right? Like we want eternal implications for the things that we're doing, the places that we're going, the things that we're saying out of our mouth on the day to day, where we invest our time, where we invest our relationship, the jobs that we stay at. All of it matters. And so I want to encourage you that if you are dealing with burnout, to identify if God is moving you to sustaining. And it may not be every single area, right? He may have already shifted this with relationships. He may have shifted this in other things. Or it may be like, no, girl, we got to overhaul. Okay, we got to do that hard reset that we talked about last week, because I even in your mindset, are you just trying to maintain? Are you ready for change? Are you going to allow God to sustain you? So here are some reflection questions for y'all, and then we're going to land the plane, okay? One, am I clinging to something that God is trying to change? What am I afraid of releasing, and how is that contributing to my burnout? Question two, what burdens am I carrying that I need to cast onto God? How can I release control and trust him to sustain what he has called me to carry? And we need to be more transparent with God and say, hey, God, I'm having a hard time trusting you with this. Help me. Help my unbelief. What things am I struggling to trust and put into your hands, Lord? Oh, okay, because now I understand, like, that's an idol. And why am I dealing with idolatry in this area?
because you are good. And you're not going to keep anything good from me. You say that in your word. So if you're calling me to release something, it may no longer be good for me. Question 3, am I resisting God's transformation out of fear of discomfort? How can I embrace this season as a refining process, even if it's painful? What I've learned is that now when I'm dealing with trials and tribulations, I feel my feelings because feelings have a place and they have a function, and I have to steward them and not be a slave to them, but I also can't stuff them. Okay, we're going to talk about that in another video. But I understand that my mindset is now, God, what are you trying to teach me? Like, what are you teaching me in this season where, you know, my health isn't great? What are you teaching me where in a season where I am, you know, dealing with trying to ensure that this platform is all that you've called it to be? Like, what are you teaching me? And if we go into it with God, like, bring me through this with the lessons that you want me to have versus us like kicking and screaming the whole way, I really feel like we'll be so much better off. We'll have the skills, the tips, the tools, the things, the lessons, and we'll know God in a new way, right? Question 4, what mindset shifts do I need to preserve well? How can I focus on growth and renewal instead of simply surviving? We have to get out of survival mode. We don't make great decisions there. We make desperate decisions. The only time I want to be desperate is when I'm desperate for the Lord. Outside of that, I don't want to make decisions from a desperate place. I don't want to make decisions from a desolate place. I want to make decisions from a place where God has called me to make decisions from. So that way I know with confidence I'm on the path that he's called me to. And then finally, how can I recognize God's sustaining power in this season? What evidence of his provision and strength do I see in my life right now? Let me run this back for myself so I can be encouraged. And so I just want you to understand that seasons of sustaining are often uncomfortable because they challenge us to let go of control and to trust God in the midst of change. But change is good, friend. Change is good. The good news is that you don't have to do this alone. He said he was going to carry your burdens. If you're feeling burnt out, then that might be a sign that God is trying to give you, like, hey, come here. Stop trying to strive on your own. Stop trying to do this in your own strength. Give me this. Give me this. And you just need to surrender, right? Go read John 15, 1-8, where it talks about how God is a gardener and he will cut back. He will cut and prune things to promote more growth. He will cut and prune things that are already growing to promote more growth. Cutting hurts. But we know that it's for more growth. We know that it's for the overall health of the plant. We know that more fruit will come. And a lot of times we're holding on to the status quo. But God's like, you just asked me for more. I'm trying to make room for more. You won't allow it. And so I want to encourage you to keep a mindset that is focused on sustaining, to live your life that is one that is like, God, I want to be sustained. Okay, I'm not trying to be like Seeley all my life. I had to fight. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to be like The Color Purple. I don't want it. Okay. We are going to have to endure, but I get to do that under the sovereignty of God because he's going to carry my burdens. And I think that once we understand that all things work together for our good and we believe that, that us having to maintain things will be at the back of our mind. The only thing that you have to do, friend, is be obedient. The results are all on God. And that's such a weight taken off of our shoulders. And so I pray that as we go into this next season, into this next year, you take the time and you reflect and you move from not simply maintaining, but sustaining. I love you, friend, and I'll talk to you later.